remember many years ago I was asked to give a shiur in the Fifth Avenue Synagogue on Dinan the Machutz Adinan. So I spoke about the obligation to pay taxes, and that even if one cheats a little bit on income tax, the Gemara says Ganav Nisan, Ganav Tishrei is kosher Ma'edas, because people are Mereheta, because everybody cheats a little bit, even though they know that it's been mazed. When you get to Psuliatus, the Gemara says Yemeko, that you consider it a little bit Mereheta, you consider Bishug. So a couple of months later, I get a letter from a rabbi of a conservative synagogue somewhere in the south, that he performs conversions every so often, and he's mitzarif to his bezdin, balabatim, who drive on Shabbos. He thought, though, based on what I said, moira heter, whenever you're moira heter, so it's considered b'shogeg, so it's not so bad. So I responded to him, and I wrote, there's a difference between being kosher ladies and kosher the dayanis. To be a member of a bezin for geris, you have to be kosher to be a bezin. Moira heter is a din, a rasha is posel eidus. So over here, the guy, if a person does the aver b'shegeg, so he's not posel eidus. But to be a dayan, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Sanhedrin, you have a whole list of qualifications that are needed to serve as a dayan. It says you have to be kind, and you have to be humble, and you have to be intelligent, and you have to be learned, and you have to have a good reputation. So you're going to say a person, such a person has a good reputation, that he drives to shul on Shabbos, he's Mareheta. Mareheta makes maybe that it's kosher ladies, but it doesn't make that it's kosher ladayonis. Then I wrote that the question is whether the conservative rabbi himself, who doesn't drive to the synagogue on Shabbos, whether he's kosher to serve as a dayan. Because it depends where he was brought up. If he was brought up in an Orthodox home and he knows you're not supposed to be a conservative rabbi, and he does it because he makes a better parnasa, that's called the Rosh HaDaramos. He compromises on his principles in order to make money. If he was brought up in a conservative home, or less than that, then in the Jewish Theological Seminary, they used to have different people. Years ago, when my father was a student in the yeshiva, so it was a common practice that the boys from Yeshiva College wanted to make a living, so they went to the Jewish Theological Seminary. They became conservative rabbis. They were all from Orthodox background, but for Parnassa, they were prepared to compromise on their principles. That was years ago. And in recent years, the Jewish Theological Seminary has been functioning as an NCSY, like a Bali Tshuva school, like Esh HaTorah a little bit. That they had people who had no Jewish background at all, and they went to the Theological Seminary. That was their way to become a little observant. It was one year that 10 boys came from the Theological Seminary to Yeshiva. And I think two of them joined the kollel. When they came to Smicha, two of the 10 joined the kollel, and the other 8 learned for Smicha, and they became rabbis. One of them who joined the kollel became a prominent rabbi. He was successful in the rabbinate. So if the fellow is coming from little background, and then he becomes a conservative rabbi, maybe you can say on him that he's Moira Hefter, he doesn't know it's B'shege. But if he's from an Orthodox background, it's not. Another rabbi told me, this was after they allowed people to go. There was no problem visiting Russia at that time. It wasn't in the early years, but they hardly allowed anyone to visit Russia. So this rabbi, a prominent rabbi in the Newark area, he visited Russia, and he would be Masada Kiddushin for couples who wanted, but he had to have kosher Eidim. So he said, he remembers that the Rav Soloveitchik said that even if a person is not the religious, he can still be Mitzarifim to a minyan. So based on what the Rav said, Mitzarifim to a minyan, he says kosher Eidim also. So I said to him, what's a tushto? A ganef, he can be Mitzarif a ganef to a minyan, but it's not kosher leidus. That's a pasuk in Chumash. I'll tell you that's Chum Rasha Liya said Chum. A ganef is pasuk leidus. What do you mean? A balavei Rasha is pasuk leidus. You can mitzarif him to a minyan. Just because Rav Soloveitchik said mitzarif to a minyan doesn't mean that it's kosher leidus. Oh. So he realized there's a mok melechalek. There's a big mok melechalek. There are three different things. One is whom can you be mitzarif to a minyan? So Jewish people are mitzarif to a minyan. The Rambam has a tshuva, which is quoted by the Be'er Heitev. In Siman Nun Hey, when it says you need a minyan in order to say Kaddish after Yishtabach, then in order to say Barucha, you need a minyan, Adav Shepikdusha needs a minyan. So it says you have to have 10 Yisraelim, B'nei Chorim, B'nei Bris, you can't be Mitzarif Noshim, you can't be Mitzarif Avodim, And they quote the Chuvas HaRambam that you can't be mitzaref an apikurvus. An apikurvus dina kakum is not mitzaref to a minyan. Others, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein is not so keen about that. He asks, how can it be? But the Gemara learns out that a Dovah Shebikdusha needs 10. Moshe La'edah HaRoh HaZos. There were 12 miraglim, and Yeshua B'Kolev gave a good report. And the other 10 gave a negative report. So the Rabbi Shalom called them Eida Harazos. And the word Eida is found in Chumash in connection with the minyan. That you need Menekdash to Besoch B'nei Yisrael. And the word Toch appears in another Pasuk, B'toch Hadas B'nei Yisrael. So you see that you need 10 people for a minyan. You learn it out from the Meraglim. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He says, but according to the Gemara, the Meraglim were apikursim. Because they said, Ki chazaku mimenu. That the nations, the Zaynumas that lived in Eretz Yisrael, were more powerful than the Rabbanu Shalom himself. So the Gemara says that they were apikursim. So Moshe wants to say, not like them. You see from Gemara that he can be mitzaref apikursim to a minyan. It's a question, really. Learning out has to be from the Meraglim. It means you need 10 people. It doesn't necessarily mean like the Meraglim that they're apikursim. Anyway, so that's the Rambam has a tshuva. We're not so sure how reliable any of the tshuvas are Rambam. This is a collection of the old tshuvas, the Per Ador. The Rambam has this tshuva that they think is by the Rambam, that you cannot be mitzaref and apikurus to a minyan. Rambam Moshe has a tshuva. He thinks he doesn't even quote the Rambam. He just ignores the Rambam. He thinks that you see in the Gemara that you learn out 10, that 10 people constitute a minyan. You learn out from the Meraglim and the Meraglim are apikurus. So that's one topic. Whom can you be mitzaref to a minyan? Then there's another question. Who is kosher le'edus? Not everybody ganovim yikimim tzarf tamin. But just because yikimim tzarf tamin doesn't mean that they're kosher le'edus. A rosha is posel le'edus. And rosha delab de chomas, that's the machlekes abai v'rabba. Mumarech nevelus lahachis. And not that he compromises on his principles machmas chimudman. He was never brought up as an observant Jew. This is not one of his principles. So that's a machlekes we paskin like abai b'al kagam. That's on the next daf, on chavzainim and aleph. Then there's a further topic. Just because a person is kosher le'edus doesn't necessarily mean that it's kosher le'dayanus. To be kosher le'dayanus, the Rama has in the beginning of Hilchas Sanhedrin and all of these qualifications. So the Lechem Mishnah proves on that Rambam, he says that all of these are just lechatchila, they're not mi'akev b'dieved. The Chazon Ish is not so convinced that the Lechem Mishnah is right. He says that he thinks that they are miyakeh b'dieved, but you don't need that he should be humble to the nth degree. The question is, what if you have a Talmid Chacham, very learned, but he's yodua, he's very arrogant. He doesn't have an ounce of humility at all. So the Lechem Mishnah says that all of those qualifications, including humility, is just lechatchila. It's not miyakeh b'dieved. The Chazon Ish thinks that it's not so. He thinks that at least you have to have a certain degree of humility, but if he doesn't have an ounce of humility at all, the Chazon Ish holds that he's possibly in the heaven.
Doesn't the Mishnah need to say kol kasher lehai kasher ladun? Kol kasher ladun kasher lehai.
The reverse, yeah. Whoever is kasher ladun is automatically kasher lehaid, but there are those who are kasher lehaid who are not kasher ladun, namely an amoritz. We are over here shlosha roi boker. The Gemara says the logimiri. The Lord Demiri Halacha, what did the Gemara say? That they don't know Halacha. The Lord Demiri Dina, 5 lines from the bottom of Chaf Hem and Beis. And whereas the one that does know Halacha, he's kosher le'edus, but he's pasul le'dayanus. Yes. So we shouldn't confuse issues. They're 3 different things. Who is mitzarf to a minyan, who's kosher le'edus, and who's kosher le'dayanus? Okay. We're up to the Gemara. The Gemara has knocks off 2 Yalkagams here. We passed like Abaye in 6 cases Yalkagam. Some claim that the Yalkagam was already during the lifetime of Abaye v'Rava. It was already known then. That it was already established then that we passed like Rava and all the cases. They took a poll. They took a vote. And it was already established that we paskin like Abaye the Yalkagam, like Rava in the other cases. The Gemara in the second parak in Bava Basra, the Gemara says that Abaye and Rava each that they live in 2 different areas. Each one had his own yeshiva, and the Talmidim of Rava would try to convince others that they should come to learn by Rava instead of going to learn by Abaye. They should learn by Rava. So the Gemara has an expression that they said instead of chewing bones by Abaye, adegar misu garmi up bones. Instead of chewing bones by Abaye, come and eat fatty flesh by Rava. So what does that mean? So in one of the history books, he writes that the Adarochel had better food in Rava's yeshiva than in Abaye's yeshiva. And Eretz Yisrael Tziyadua, that some yeshivas have better food than other yeshivas. So that's what some interpret. And Harshua, and that Gemara, says that the word Garmi is the gematria of Yalkagam. And he claims that already during the lifetime of Abaye Barabe, it had already been established that the din is like Abaye B'Yalkagam, and din is like Rava by everything else. So that's why the Talmidim of Rava encouraged the Talmidim who were deciding where to go learn, instead of learning by Abaye, all he has to offer is the Al-Kagam, the six cases, come and learn by Rava, the fat flesh means that everything else be possible like Rava. That's a historical question. Is that really true that during the lifetime of Abaye by Rava, it had already been established, the Al-Kagam? The Gemara has a lot of klolim in Psak, it has an Erevin Dafin and Vavim at base. Here you take a look on Chav Zayin and Aleph. 10 lines from the bottom, the Gemara has Rameh Rabbi Yosi Alachik Rabbi Yosi. So it says on the right hand margin, Erevim and Vavim in base. The Gemara there gives a list whenever there's a machlokes, these Tanoim, these Amoraim, what the Psak Alach is. Pashta says that these klolim were established in later generations, not during the lifetime of Rameh Erevim Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara says earlier in Erevin, that in the first parak in Erevin, the Gemara says that Rabbeir used to give a shiur and he would explain all the logical possibilities, explain why you can say that din is like this and din is like that, and he wouldn't make it so clear what his personal opinion was. He would explain all the logical possible, why you can say like this, why you can say like that. So in the days of the Tanaim, that was not a popular shiur. The days of the Tanaim, the Talmidim were interested in hearing halacha l'maisa. Different generations, Talmidim are interested in different things. Some generations, the Talmidim are not interested at all in halacha l'maaseh. They just want to hear logical possibilities. We want to be able to float in the air, entertain all the logical possibilities. Days of the Tanaim, that was considered a chisar. So apparently, so the Gemara says that Talmidim went to learn by Rav Meir. He was giving pilpulim, why he can say like this, he can say like that. So the Talmidim left his shir. They went to the other Tanaim. Then the Mela, the next generation, when it was time to take the vote, what the consensus is, so the majority of them voted against Rav Meir, because the Ruba of the Talmidim didn't want to learn by Rav Meir. He was just explaining all along. He said what a sheet it was, but he didn't emphasize it enough. So in the next generation, when they took the vote, so everything, usually Rav Meir was outvoted. Here the Gemara has, here's an exception to the rule. The Gemara quotes, there's a Beferish and Mishnah, Elohei Maksulim, there's a Beferish and Mishnah, Halachik Rav Meir over here. We'll get to it soon. You have it every so often. There's Machlokes Rameh Rav Yehuda, the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Bailim. So more the end of the second parak in Kedushin says they were also be passing like Rameh. That's a Yotze Min HaKlal. Usually when it's Machlokes Rameh, usually Machlokes Rameh and someone else Rameh usually loses. Rameh Rav Yehuda Alachik Rav Yehuda, Rameh Rav Yehuda Alachik Rav Yehuda. Usually Rameh loses because he was too much pilpul, and the Talmidim didn't appreciate that in that generation.
Is a Stam Mishnah like
Rav Meir
and passing like
a Stam Mishnah? Yeah. When you have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, so that indicates the fact that Rav Yehuda Anasi wrote it as a Stama is an indication that that was the consensus. So we pass like Rav Meir because that was the majority of the Chachamim agreed with Rav Meir. But when you have Rav Meir stands alone, Rav Meir against Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir against Rav Yosef, Rav Meir against another Tana, so usually Rav Meir will lose. Usually Rav Meir will lose. So again, the Gemara here is going to have two of the six cases, two of the Yalkagam. So the first case is Eid Zaymen. What is an Eid Zaymen? So the Mishnah in, you have Hakosha and you have Hazama. Hakosha means two witnesses testify that Reuben killed Shimon, and two witnesses testify Reuben did not kill Shimon. Shimon died a natural death. Reuben didn't kill him. Or they say Shimon is still alive. Shimon is still alive. You can give a person the death penalty for murder even if you don't have a dead body. If you know Reuben killed Shimon, and then he threw him into the ocean and he was eaten up by the sharks, so you'll give him the death penalty. You don't have to have a dead body. The same thing, somehow some people assume that you only allow an aguna to remarry if you have the dead body of the husband. That's not true. If the witnesses say he was eaten up by the sharks, and they know for sure that he's dead, so you allow the woman to remarry. You don't have to have a dead body. The Gemara has a case. Reuben eight witnesses testified that Reuben killed Shimon, and then Boharig Baraglov, and Shimon walks into Bezin. So the Bezin sees that Shimon is still alive. So they cannot accept the witnesses' testimony. If you have Yediyah Vadoy is contradicted by Nemanis, Edim tell me that Reuben killed Shimon. So there's a din of two Edim have Nemanis. But then I have Yediyah Vadoy, Shimon walks into Bezin, he's alive, so he's not dead. But whenever you have Yediyah contradicting Nemanis, so Yediyah beats out the Nemanis. He beats out them on us.
Even to prosecute? Meaning the Edom that say that, oh, he was with me, he didn't kill him. We have security footage that a guy killed the guy killed the other guy.
Yeah.
So do we prosecute based on that, meaning even without Edis? Based on security footage? Because that'd be a idea, you know. It's obvious that he did it because we have a video of it.
You have to have Hasroa to a Kadidibur. Usually you're not going to have. You can't give any oinish, misa or malchus, unless he gave hasra immediately before. One time is of the opinion, chaver en tzarech hasra. If the person knows the dinim, then there's no need for hasra. That time holds not only is a never ready, there's no need for hasra if the fellow is a chaver. Chaver is a tam chacham. He thinks that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudin. His opinion is that you never need yater atzma lemisa either. We don't paskin like that. We paskin chaver also needs hasra, and you always need yater atzma lemisa. Usually, if you're going to have footage, you know that he did the avera, but usually you won't have any hasra, you won't have any yater atzma lemisa.
Is ba'arik bereglav hazama or hakasha?
No, that's hakasha. The Gemara said that's hakasha. So there's one kind of hakasha, which trade. Two witnesses say the Reuben killed Shimon. Two witnesses say no, Shimon died a natural death. Reuben didn't kill him. So trade. The Gemara says you don't know who's telling the truth. You don't know who's telling a lie. Machos is b'tzais lahani, b'tzais lahani. Why should you believe them? Maybe believe them. What's taka the din in such a case when it's trade? Two people say Reuben lent Shimon $100, and two people say it's not true. We were there at the same time. He never lent him any money. So trade, one of the pairs of witnesses is clearly testifying falsely. So if a person testifies falsely, gives a sheker, he should be possible. You see that he testified falsely, so he may testify again falsely. So what would be the din in such a case? If two witnesses testify, Reuben killed Shimon, and Shimon comes into Bezin alive, so it's obvious that they gave a sheker. So the two witnesses that testified falsely are possible. What if two say horag and two say loy horag? So do you say that each kat is zubobif and atzma mi'idah, zubobif and atzma mi'idah? Each pair of witnesses has a cheskas kashrus. So each one misafek, hamidenu al cheskos, so each one remains kosher le'edus. Or do you say no, bahadi sadi shakri lamalan? Since it's a safek, you don't know which kat told the truth, which kat told the lie. You have to say that they're both puzzled. So the Tav Tosis quotes that in Bava Basra, in Cheskes Abatim, that's a machlokes amaray. The Tosis shows how it may or may not be relevant to argument. So that's a different sugya. That's in Bava Basra, a machlokes. What do you do if you have tray, and you don't know one of them is for sure telling a lie? It could be that they're both lying. It could be that one of them for sure is telling a lie. So would you say, Zubobif and the Atzma Midav, Zubobif and the Atzma Midav? Or do you say that they're both possibly suffering?
About 1/8 from each cuss.
Right, so that the Gemara says one from this cut and one from that cut, so for sure one of them is lying. So then you only have 8 echad. So that for sure you can't accept. That's the Gemara. 8 echad from this cut, 8 echad from the other cut, who contradicted each other. 2 edim said harak, 2 edim said loy harak. You're going to be misar 1/8 from this cut, 1/8 from another cut in a different case. The Gemara says for sure that you only have 8 echad, you don't have shnei edim, so it's not acceptable. Our Gemara is talking though about Hazama. So Hakosh is if you have Trey, two Edim say Harak, two Edim say Loi Harak. So my Chos is Saislan. So you don't know who's telling the truth. You don't know how to act on this case. And then another case, when you accept the testimony of the witnesses, so that's the Tav Tosis quote, that's a Machloka Samarayim, where they say, Zubob if in the Atzma Mida, this cat can testify, just Echad Mikadzeh, Echad Mikadzeh, and then for sure one of them is a liar. And for sure you can't accept it. Or would you say the Bahari Sadi Shakra Lamali, since it's a suffix, which cut is telling a lie? So you can't accept Adas me. But here we're talking about Hazama. What is Hazama? Hazama, the Torah says, if the second pair of witnesses doesn't contradict the first pair, and say, we were there and it never happened. They said, you were never there. You were Imanu Hayisa Makam Plani. You were with us in a different city. And it's not Birdei Sheyasu. They didn't have an automobile that was fast enough to go from that city to that city. You say that the Halvot took place at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. You were in Philadelphia at 3 o'clock. And there's no way, it's not humanly possible to get from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock from Philadelphia to New York. It's not traffic. There is no train that can go so quickly. So that's called the Hazama. If you say, then the Torah says, the Halacha says, we believe the second pair of Edom and we punish the first pair of Edom. So that's a machloikas abai ve'rove. From when on does the Edzayim become possible? So there are three possible zmanim over here. There's one zman, let's say, witnesses came last week on Monday, and they testified that the Monday before a halvoa occurred. And then today, on Monday, another pair of witnesses come and they say, how can you testify that 2 weeks ago on Monday a halvoa occurred at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Philadelphia? You were with us in New York at 3 o'clock or at 4 o'clock. And it's not possible that you were in Philadelphia at that time. So when you say the Eid Zaymim becomes possible Eidah, so there are three possible Zmanim. The Zman, the witnesses testified last Monday that a halva took place the Monday before. So do you say he becomes possible Eidah from the Monday before? Or do you say he becomes possible Eidah from last Monday, the day on which he gave the testimony? Or do you say he becomes possible Eidah from today on, the day on which we were mazing him? So to say it becomes possible later from the Monday before, from 2 weeks ago Monday, Rashi explained, that's lo bo b'cheshbon. No one ever, that's ridiculous. Why should you say, l'mafreya hu nipsal, why should it become possible later as of the date on which he claims the halvoa occurred? But he didn't do any avera at that date. The avera was last Monday, not 2 Mondays ago. So the whole machlekes, Rashi explained, the whole machlekes is whether l'mafreya hu nipsal, from shas hagodes eidus b'sheker, he becomes possible later. If the Torah says we believe the witnesses who come today that these pair of witnesses gave Eid Sheker last Monday, so one who gives Eid Sheker is Pasal Eidus. And Rabbi says Mikan Alah Bohu Nipsal, he only becomes Pasal Eidus from today on. Abayom Alam Afreihim Nipsal, why me then the Asid Roshu? From the time that he gave Eid Sheker, he did an Aver, he gave Eid Sheker. Torah Mal Toshes Yotchem Roshu Liyasetchem Toshes Roshu. Why does Rava say Mikan Alah Bohu Nipsal? So the Gemara has two versions. The first version of Rava is that it's Minat Torah. He disagrees with Abai Minat Torah. The second version of Rava, no, he agrees with Abai Minat Torah. It's only Midirabbanan, they made a takan. So the first version of Rava is Rava Mikan Alah Bohu Nipsal. Eid Zaymim is the Chachidushu. Why is it a Chidush? My class is Samcha Sahani, Smaycha Hani. Why should you rely on the second pair of witnesses who are mazim the first pair? Maybe the first pair are telling the truth, and the second pair are telling a lie. Whenever you have trey or trey, two witnesses say lover, two witnesses say lover. Lo lover. So whenever you have trey or trey, so it's a suffix. You don't know who's telling the truth, you don't know who's telling a lie. Over here, the Torah says, in the case of Hazama, this is an exception to the rule. Chiddush means an exception to the rule. We would call something a chiddush, something I would never think of on my own. So Tosis points out in the beginning of Yevamos that that's not the definition of the halachic concept of chiddush. Chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal, something that's an exception to the rule. You have in the siddur before Baruch Shamar, Rabbi Shmuel Loim Bishloshes Midos Atar Nedreshes Behem. So one of the Midos Atar Nedreshes Behem is davar shoy bechlal. The Yotzer Lina b'davar hachodosh, you have to yochel achzir lechlaloi, ad sheachzireinu hakosuv lechlalo b'feirush. So Tosfos there in Yevamos and Dav Zayin discusses Yotzalidim B'Davar HaChodesh. You have a lot of cases like that. How come the Gemara has so rare? The Gemara hardly ever applies. And there in Yevamos, Dav Zayin, the Gemara has an example. Some of those Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Behem never appear at all in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't have any examples. In the Torah's Ka'am it appears. But this one does appear in the Gemara, but only there. And I don't think it appears a few more places, not too often. So Tais says, what's called the Davar Chodesh? Not something that you would never have thought of on your own. That's not called the Chiddush. Chiddush means Davar HaSoyser Es HaKlal. an exception to the rule. Like over here, the Gemara says, the rule is, atrei utrei, you don't know who's telling the truth, who's telling a lie. My chos is the tzayis lahani. Why should you listen to them? Tzayis lahani, listen to the other pair of witnesses. So here Torah tells you that when you have a hazama, if the second pair of witnesses say about the first pair, mon hayisim and makom plani, you were with us in a different city at that time, then we accept the second witnesses and we don't accept the first witnesses. So Rabbi said that's a chiddush, that's davar hasoyses haklal. It's an exception to the rule. So Rabbi sounds like he's invoking a principle, eilach bay elash ela mishas chidusha ve'eilach. Since Eitzayim is a chiddush, so it cannot be that he's pasul l'mafreya. Since it's a chiddush, eilach bay ela mishas chidusha ve'eilach. It sounds like he's invoking an old principle. Where is that principle? Who ever heard of that principle anywhere else? The only place it appears is over here. So what's he invoking over here? Sounds like there's an old rule. Ein lach b'al m'shas chidusha v'yelach. And Rabbi says that Eitzayim is a chiddush. And how come we don't paskel like Rabbi, we paskel like Abai? How come we paskel like Abai? So the tour has a commentary on Chumash and he has a shulchan, has the tour. So the tour in Choshe Mishpat, there's one siman about Hazama, Eidim Zamimim. He has the same in Choshe Mishpat, in Tur Choshe Mishpat, that he has in his Pirush on Chumash. How come we paskel like Abaye? So he says, because we don't accept Rava. Rava says that Eitzayim is a Chiddush. We paskel like Abaye. Abaye holds that Eitzayim is not a Chiddush. Why is it not a Chiddush? It's not always Trey or Trey. Trey or Trey is two people say Horag and two people say Loi Horag. So then, that's a Hakrosha. My chos is the Tzai Slan. It's Tzai Slan. You don't know who's telling the truth. You don't know who's telling a lie. What if two Eidim give a Haggadah Seidus and another two Eidim come, Paslina the Gazlanusa? They say about the first two Eidim that they're Gazlanim. And the first two Eidim say, we are not Gazlanim. We are honest people. We never stole a penny in our lives. So is that called Trey or Trey? The first two Eidim say, we are not Gazlanim. The second two Eidim say, the first pair are Gazlanim. So Gemara said, that's not a Chiddush. If Paslina the Gazlanusa, then there's no chiddush involved, so then everyone should agree that the Edom apostle and Afreya. The Edom testified today that this fellow stole a car 10 years ago, so he's apostle Edus as of 10 years ago. Paslina Begazanusa is not a chiddush. Why is it not a chiddush? Why isn't also Trey? The answer is the second Edom are telling Haggadah Edus and the Gufam shall her Edom Arishanim. They're saying, you two people are Gazlanim. You once stole the car together. Two of you hijacked the car. So the first Edom cannot testify in themselves, we did not steal a car. They're Bali Dvarim. They're the Bali Dvarim. They're not Nemanim. The second Edom say about the first two that they are Gazlanim, they stole a car. So that's what the Torah writes, that Abaye is of the Abaye disagrees with Rava, because Abaye holds Eizamim is not a Chiddush. Because when the second Edom say on the first Edom, Imanah Ha'isim and Makam Pleni, they're saying on the Gufam Shalah Edom Arishanim. We're saying testimony where the first Edom were. So the first Edom are not believed to say we were in Philadelphia. You say we were in New York at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. It's not true, we were in Philadelphia. So they're not Nemanim to say on themselves. So that's why Abaye disagrees with Rav. Abaye holds that Edzemim is not a Chiddush. Just like Paslin and Begazlanusa is not a Chiddush. Because the Edom HaRishonim are Bali Dvarim to say that we are Gazlanim and not Gazlanim. So they're not Nemanim to say we are not Gazlanim. So even if not Paslinim Gazlanim, so even if the second Edom were Mazim, the first Edom, Hazam is also on Gufam Shal Edom HaRishonim. That's what the Torah writes. So the Nesibis quotes this in Choshe Mishpat, and he doesn't agree with the Torah. He says, when you're discussing whether Edom are kosher leidus or not, and a second pair of witnesses come and testify that these two witnesses stole a car, they stole somebody's car, so the two witnesses cannot testify about themselves, we did not steal a car. They're Bali Dvarim about themselves. But here you're talking whether the first Edom were in Philadelphia or in New York at 3 o'clock on Sunday. My nafkemina, whether they're in Philadelphia or New York, the whole nafkemina only is, can they testify about a halvora that supposedly took place in New York? So the second pair of Edom say, how can you testify in New York 4 o'clock on Sunday? You were with us in Philadelphia. So you can't say that the first Kat Edom do not have the nemanis to say where they were, Because that's gufam, they're talking about themselves, the Bala Dvarim. There's no ill. What's a nafkamina where the Edom are? The whole nafkamina is, are they able to testify about the halvoa or not? So that's trey or trey. The first pair of witnesses say, we were there in New York and the halvoa took place in New York at 4 o'clock. Second pair say, you were not in New York. So that's mamish trey or trey. It boils down to a hakoshin. That's what the nesiv is tainus against the tour. He doesn't accept the tour's explanation that the reason why we paskin like Abaye, b'yalkagam, eitzaymin l'mafrei onifsal, is because Abai disagrees with Rava. Rava says Zayzamim is a chiddush, because basically it's trey trey. My chosid, it's aislan, it's aislan. So it's a chiddush means a yotzim and a klal. It's an exception to the rule. The rule is trey trey. You don't know who's telling the truth. And here the Torah says, we assume the second ones are telling the truth. That's a chiddush. Abai holds that it's not a chiddush because the second pair are made on the gufim shaleidim arishon. So the Nesivas Tain is, why is that Eifim, why is that Gufim Shalayim Arishanim? The whole relevance, whether they were in New York or in Philadelphia, is whether they can testify or not. So it's Vaita Trey Trey. So the Nesivas assumes that Bein Labai, Bein Lerovi, you have to say Zemim is a Chiddush. Really, it should have been a case of Trey Trey, and you shouldn't give Mone Monas to the second cut. So it's a Chiddush Ator. But the machlekes Abai v'Rava is whether we should apply this principle. Where is this principle? Where do you have this din? It sounds like Rava is invoking a principle that exists somewhere else. Whatever is a chiddush, ein lech ba'al chidusha. Abai holds no. By this chiddush, it doesn't apply. Where is that? So I once suggested there's a din in Yerideya, in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, which appears in a Tosefta and Trumas, a din in Shulchan Aruch, that if, let's say, have a pot of kosher soup and a little bit of trefa chaza schmaltz falls in, you have shishim, so it's bottle b'shishim. So it says in Yerideya, the bittel b'shishim only takes effect after yedias hatarubis, after the owner of the pot of soup is aware that he has a problem on his hands. So then you say that it's bottle b'shishim. You don't say it becomes bottle b'shishim on its own. I find out now that Issa fell in yesterday in the pot and that I had shishim yesterday. But yesterday I wasn't aware about that. I just found out about it today. So the din is it only because of bottle, my friend. That's a tosefta. So does it ever say that in the Gemara? It's a tosefta in Trumas. Does it ever say it in the Gemara? And there are nafkaminas halach lamais about this, that it's only bottle mikan alabo. So I thought that that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Around 30 years ago, I spent 2 summers in Kiryat Arba. There's a big Kesdi yeshiva there. So I was giving shirim in yeshiva, and I was giving shirim. There was a koilom where they were learning Yeridei. So I was giving shirim Yeridei. So there was an elderly gentleman who was quite a few years older than me, who was listening to my chaburis in the koilom. And he told me that he had learned in the Kollel of Rav Unterman, who at that time was the chief rabbi. Rav Unterman learned by Rav Shimon Shkop. So he said, Rav Unterman said this, that this Gemara is the mocker for the din in Yerideya, that the bittel is only chal after Yedias HaTarubis. Why so? Because the din of bittel b'roi, there's a machloikas abayver, the machloikas of Yechonah Mishlokish. What's the din if you eat less than a kazayas of trey for food? So it starts off, there's a machloikas hatanoim. Reb Shimon holds kol shuhula malkas. If you eat less than a kazayas, you get malkas. Lo amr kazayas ele le'inyin chatas bilvad. You only have to eat a kazayas in order to be chayv chatas. So we don't pass on like Reb Shimon. You have to eat, we paskin, you don't get malkas for eating a chatzizayas. So now there's a machlekes of Yechonah Mishlokish in the last perek in Yuma, where the chatz shir is awesome and ator, or it's only awesome and the rabban. So we pass like Rabbi Yechonah. Whenever there's a machlekes of Yechonah Mishlokish, we always pass like Rabbi Yechonah, with only 3 exceptions to the rule. This is not one of the 3. So the din is like Rabbi Yechonah, that a chatz shir is awesome and ator. And the Pashta says that it's not only a chatz shir amor. What if it's less than a chatz zayis? So some achrenim say chatzis shir asmatav is only if it's at least a chatzis zayis or more. So we don't accept that opinion. That's a fluke. Chatzis shir asmatav means less than a shir is asmatav. So chatzis shir is asmatav. So what does it help that you have shishim? Have a pot of soup, a few drops of chazer shmaltz fell into the soup, and it's batal be'elef. What do you mean batal be'elef? Every spoonful of soup that you swallow, you're going to drink a bowl of soup. Every spoonful of soup you follow, you swallow, you have a mashu of treifus, a chatzishiras asman atarim. So why is it mutter? You can't say it's not there. It's bevadai, it is there. The chazer shmaltz got mixed in. It got blended in with everything else. So the answer is that bitl b'roiv is a din hanhoge. The Torah says you have the right to be noyig as if there were no issa. There vada is issa. It's a din hanhoge. It's not a birur. You're not mevara that there is no issa. The vada is that there is an issa. It's a din hanhoge. So that's what the Tosefta says in Trumas, and that's what it seems to say over here. Ein lech boil mishas chidusha v'yelech. If you have a din hanhoge, so that whenever the Torah gives you a din how to be noheg, the din hanhoga only apply mikana l'habo. After you are aware that you have a problem on your hands and you don't know what to do, so then the Torah tells you how to deal with it. There's such a tesis in the first perek in Chulin, which is quoted in Yeridea. Tesis says, what's chazoke? What's the din of chazoke? Let's say you have some meat in the refrigerator, and then you have a container of milk on top of the meat, and then you take it out of the refrigerator, you see that the milk was dripping into the meat, and the meat was sitting and soaking in the milk. So if it was soaking for 24 hours, then you say kovish kemevushol, so it's basa b'chol midirabbanan. Basa b'chol midirabbanan is only midirabishol, if it's cooked again. If it's only kovish, it's only going to be basa b'chol midirabbanan. That's what Tosis quotes over here. Basa b'chol midirabbanan, kovish is only midirabbanan. But the bus, so it'll be bus b'chol of the rabbanan. But let's say I don't know whether it was soaking for 24 hours or not. So I say, well, the meat had a cheskas heter, cheskas kashrus. So since I have a safek, yishtal of chazaka. It was mutter. Until now, you're not sure whether it was kovish kamevushal. So it's mutter. So I mean, that's a haychoche. Is that a birur? That's mevarer the facts of the case. Not mevarer anything. It's a safek ashoka. You don't know whether it was soaking for 24 hours or not. And furthermore, there's a Tosfos in Psachim and a Tosfos in different Mesichtas. The same sugya appears many different Mesichtas. Tosfos says, we follow Chazaka even in a case where it's tied to the Sasri. Tied to the Sasri, it's impossible that it can be like that. So it's clear from the Tosfos, Rav Shimon Shkop has this, and the Shari Yosha, it's clear from the Tosfos that Chazaka is not a birur at all. Chazaka is not a birur at all. Chazaka is a din hanhoge. The Torah tells you how to be noheg. If you don't know what the facts of the case are, how should you be noyik? So if it had a cheskas heta now, you have the right to continue assuming like that. So that's why Tosis develops a klal in the first parak in Chul, kol chazaka shlan is bara b'shaita, ain't a chazaka. If I don't know what the facts are now, I'll find out next year, retroactively, what the facts were today. But b'shas maisa, I don't know what the metzias is. I don't know whether any given animal is a trefa or not a trefa. But if the animal survives for a year, it's a trefa ain't a chayin. So the fact that it lived for 12 months, I write that it wasn't a trefa today. But today I didn't know that it's not a trefa. So then if the animal develops a suffix of trefas on it, so you can say, shtalaf da chazake, since it wasn't a trefa the first year of its life, so you should assume that it didn't change. Status quo, the situation didn't change. No, that's a chazake, shlenis bara b'shaita. At the time that it was not a trefa, I didn't know. I know 12 months later, that 12 months ago it wasn't a trefa. I didn't put it through an x-ray machine. Now you can put it through an x-ray machine to ascertain whether it is a trefa or it's not a trefa. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have x-ray machines. So you don't know if the animal is a trefa now. But if it survives a year, so according to one opinion in the Gemara, it's a machlekes. According to one opinion in the Gemara, trefa ain't a chaya. If it would have been a trefa, it would have died within 12 months. So the fact that it survived 12 months, a raya, 12 months ago it wasn't a trefa. But 12 months ago I didn't know that it wasn't a trefa. I only found out later on, ex post facto. So you can't shtel of chazoka if there's a later sasofik now where they developed the simen trefa. So you can't say, oh, but it has a cheskas kashus. So then, therefore, I assume that it didn't change. No, the cheskas kashus wasn't as bara b'shaita. At the time, I wasn't aware that it was kosher. It didn't until later. So Tosis has this klal that chazaka is not a birur at all. Chazaka is not mevara. Barai chazaka, you can be makel based on a chazaka, even in tarta disasri. So that's impossible. So clearly, chazaka is the din hanhaka, had to be nohe. Whenever you don't know what the facts of the case are, So you noyeg according to what the chazaka is. So chazaka only works if you know now what the facts are, and then you don't know how to be noyeg tomorrow, so you continue to be noyeg the same way you were noyeg yesterday when you knew what the facts were.
Isn't over here more of a rov? Because Batav Lashishim Zanadin Hanhaga would be more of a rov, and rov we say is a birur dvarim.
There are different kinds of roiv. So that if it's a probability, so that's a biruv. But to here it's a bitl biruv. The bitl biruv is a vadai, is that every spoonful of soup that I'm swallowing, vadai has a mashuhu of treifus in it. So it's a vadai that it has treifus. So the bitl biruv is only a din hanhoge. So that's what Rava is invoking the rule. Eloch ba'al mishas chidusha v'eloch is a rule. Abai also subscribes to the rule. Everyone agrees. That's the rule. Whenever you have a din hanhoge, din hanhoge are only noig mikan al habo. So both Abai and Rava both agree that it's zaymim is a chidush, because it really should have been trey or trey. My chosid to tzaislan and tzaislan, but the Torah says we follow the second witness, we don't follow the first. Here's a machlokes Abai v'Rava. What's the nature of the chidush? So Rava claims, even after the Torah gave us the din of Kasha Zamam, that we punished the first Eidim, and we puzzled them later, it's not that it was Nizbarer, that the first Eidim were telling a lie, not that the second Eidim have them on us and the first Eidim don't have them on us. Abaye holds that the nature of the Chiddush of Eid Zanim is that the Torah gives them honest to the second Eidim. The Torah gives them honest to the second Eidim, so it's a Gloy Milsalem Afreya that the first Eidim gave Eid Sheker as of last Monday. So Eid Zanim Lamafreya Hunavsalem. Rabbi says no. The Chiddush, the Machlek Zabai Rabbi, what's the nature of the Chiddush? So Abaye, whereas Abaye thinks the nature of the Chiddush is that we give them honest to the second Kat, Nemanis is a biru, so it's a gloy milsalem afreya. The first cut gave Eid Sheker as of last Monday. Robert disagrees and he says, no, even after the chiddush of the Torah, you still don't know who's telling the truth. It's only a din hanhoge. So then Robert invokes the rule that Abai also subscribes to. Eloch ba'am shas chiddusha v'yeloch. Whenever you have a din hanhoge are only noy mikan ala habo. That's how you have to learn pshat in this machloik is Abai v'Rava. So later you got a whole fantastic pshat, but it doesn't really work out. There's so many gemaras against this pshat. I think this is the poshim pshat. I was very excited when this old man told me that Rav Shimon Shkop said the pshat. Yeah.
Rav Unterman?
This person who learned by Rav Unterman told me Rav Unterman said Rav in the name of Rav Shimon Shkop. Yeah.
So we're going to kill, even though if it's according to Rav, we kill them, even though they might have said the truth.
Yeah. Is not it has Rabbi holds it has not been his barer who told the truth or told the lie, and the Torah says we kill the first witnesses. It said didn't have to be noyeg, even though it's not in his barer. We don't have any birur. If we would give nemonis, if the nature of the chiddush should be like Abaye thinks that we give nemonis to the second cut, then it's his barer. Nemonis is a birur, so it's in his barer that the first cut gave a shekher as of Monday. So the big puzzle as of Monday holds that nothing has been his barer. The mice said, still a tray. It's just the Torah tells us that din hanhoga, we should act in accordance with the second pair of Eidim. So if it's only din hanhoga, then Rava is right. Then you say, mikan al habo. Din hanhoga are only applying mikan al habo. Once you realize that you have an issue on your hands, so then the halacha says, you know, mikan al habo. Right. So that's the first version of Rava. Rava Omar. Because it should have been trey. My chazis, the samcha sahani smachani, why do you rely on these witnesses? Why not rely on the others? And since it's a chidush, mishas chidusha v'yelech, it's a din hanhoge. That's the first version. Ika di amri, the second version. Rav anamika abayis v'yelech. Rav also agrees. You're right, it's a chidush, and the nature of the chidush is that we give namonis to the second kat. And the first cut does not have nemonis, and should have been a gloy nemonis is a birur. So once it's nizbara that the first cut gave Eid Sheker as of last Monday, there should really be posulaitis as of Monday. So Rabbi Shita was only midirabbanon. Matam ka'ama mikana labo mishum seder de lekuchas a takana derabbanon. It's only a takana derabbanon. In our Torah, Rabbi really agrees with Abai. They just made a takana derabbanon. It's been the two versions of Rabbi. What do you mean trei bechad? When do you say if it's trey or trey. If two Edim say horak, two Edim say loy horak, or two Edim say we were in New York and he borrowed the money on Sunday at 4 o'clock, the other two Edim say you were not in New York, so you can't testify. So that's basically trey or trey. But so that's trey or trey. If two amazim the two, what if two amazim one? That's how the Rabbi Natan reads over here. The Gemara says eid zaymin. Why does it start off itmar eid zaymin? They should have said eidim zaymin, where they become posel on my friend mekanal habo. Why is eid zaymin? Because the Gemara is talking about asid beitrei bechad, two amazim one of the eidim. Not that the two amazim both eidim, two eidim amazim one of the eidim. So that's a rule. Ein dvar shalecha b'makom mishnayim. If you have trey or trey, that's my chosid, it's ice lani. But if you have two amazim one, then based on the regular rules we know, in dvarv shalecha b'makom shnayim, we believe the two. We wouldn't believe the one. So if the reason for Rav saying mikadal haba is because it's a chiddush, but if hasidah beitrei b'chad, two amazim one, so then there's no chiddush, so then Rav should agree, it should be nifsal amafreya. But if the reason for Rav is the second reason, because of takana, pseida de lukuchas, so even in this case, they also made a pseida, they also made a takana de rabban. That's one case. Or Inami and other nafkimin will be paslinim begazlanusa. What does that mean? Two Edim testified today that 5 years ago these two people hijacked a car. They stole a car. So bein la bai bein la rabbi. That's not a chiddush. The same Edim and nemonim against the first two. The first two are the bali dinim. They're the bali dvarim. So they have no nemonis to say we didn't steal a car. We made about you that you did steal a car. So you're bali dvarim. So everyone, bein la bai, bein la rabbi, there's no chiddush over here. Everyone should agree the second cut should be believed, and they should passel the first cut as of 5 years ago. But if you say they made a takana de rabbanim, shim say the lekuch, so here also there's going to be a takana de rabbanim. Say the lekuch. Right. So it's a machlekes abai v'rabbi. How do we pasken? Do we pasken like abai? Do we pasken like rabbi? And if you pasken like rabbi, which version of rabbi? Nafkaminis? Gemara has a machloek. Which Rava? He doesn't tell you. Which version of Rava? The first version, second version? It's not relevant because we don't pass like that. This is the Ayin of Eid Zaymin. What are the others? The Ya'al Kigam. So Rashi rattles off. Rashi always gives you the whole list of all the whole Ya'al Kigam. Rabbi Natan disagrees with the Lamed of Yal Kigam. Rashi claims that the Lamed of Yal Kigam comes from Erev and Daf Tezvov, where there's a machlekes Abai v'Rava. What's the din of Lechi Ha'oimed Me'elov? If you have a Mavui that has three mechitzes, so Minatari you're allowed to carry in the Mavui. It's only with the Rabbanon that you need either a Lechi or a Koro in the Mavui. So Lechi means a pole. Lechi is one Kana Mikan, one Kana. That's 10 Tvachim Tuol. So there's a machlekes Abai v'Rava. If you have a mechitza ha'emedes me'eleho, that's good. But if you have a lechi ha'emed me'elav, that's a machlekes Abai v'Rava. Is lechi mishum mechitza? So mechitza ha'emedes me'eleho is good. Or is lechi mishum hekeira? So ha'emed me'elav is no good. It has to be that it was placed there by the Yodam and Samachala Mebod Yom, that they were going to rely on that lechi in order to carry. So Rashi learns that the lamed of Yal Kegam is the machlekes Habay Berabba, whether lechi mishum mechitza or lechi mishum hekeira. The Rabbi Natan disagrees and he says no. In that case, we should pass like Rava. And the lamed, this was very relevant. The lamed is yimei leidosa sheni roya behem oilim lesfira zivasa or not. The Rabbi Natan had a different shita. Lamed is a reference to machlekes Habay Berabba in the middle of Maseches Nidah and Perik Benois Kusim. That Rabbi Natan thinks that we should paskan like Abaye, and the Bali Atosus on Maseches Krisis, they have tiny Tosus on the bottom of the page in Krisis. So Bali Atosus writes, "Bechol Oreid Sarfas and Ashkenaz, the meaning was like the Rabbi Natan. They used to be machmer like the Rabbi Natan. You look in Yeridaya, the Rabbi Natan is not even mentioned. They left him out. We don't paskan like that. But in the days of the Bali Atosus, that was the Rabbi Natan carried such weight." That they, everybody, b'chol orei Ashkenaz with tzorfas, the meaning was like the Rabbi Natan, that when a woman had a baby, she had to go to mikveh twice. She had to go to mikveh after the 14 days, after the 7 of the 14 days were up. When a woman has a baby, so if it's a baby boy, so then you have 7 yimei tumah and 33 yimei tohar. You had it in the beginning in the sikhtah. And if it's a baby girl, then Tamei Shvuayim Kinidosa, she's 14 days he made Tumah, and then 66 days he made Tohar. So there's a Machloikis Bishamai Bis Hillel, and we paskan like Bis Hillel. Most of the time we pass like Bis Hillel, that the 7 and 33, or the 14 and the 66, doesn't change automatically. It depends when the woman goes to mikveh. If the woman doesn't go to mikveh, till after 10, let's say she could have gone to mikveh after 7 days, after having the baby boy. Instead, she goes to the mikveh after 10 days, so it's going to be 10 days of Yemei Tumah and 30 days of Yemei Tohar. She doesn't go to mikveh till 20 days, it'll be 20 days of Yemei Tumah and 20 days of Yemei Tohar. She doesn't go to mikveh till after 30 days, so it doesn't change automatically 7 and 33. You need B'yomi U'tfila Talya Rachmana. That's Bais Hillel's, and you need the Yomim should be up 7 days plus Tfila. Kol Zman the Isha, that your letters is not Tovelas. Yemei Tumasa didn't end yet. So that's a machlekes Bishamim. Bishil be passing like Bishil. Now there's machlekes Abai v'Rabbi. What's the din of Yemei Leidosa Shein Aroya Bohem? Let's say she doesn't go to mikveh until after 3 weeks after the baby was born. She could have gone to mikveh as a baby boy. She couldn't have gone to mikveh after 7 days. All of them ended already. But she didn't go to mikveh until after 30 days. And the last 23 days of the 30 days, there was no dam at all. So do you say Mele Dosa Shein Roy Bahem, she didn't have any dam. The Oilim L'Sfira Zivosa, we treat every Yoledes Bismanazez Yoledes Bizov. Al Pidin, it's impossible. It can't be Yoledes Bizov, but it's a Chumra from the Goinim. Nashi Didan, the Shiltas, this is quotes from the Shiltas, a Chumra from the Goinim. That all of the women who give birth today, we treat them as if they're Yoldas Bezov, so they need Shivinikim, in addition to which they have to wait 7 or 14 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl. So let's say the woman didn't go to mikveh till after she had a baby boy, she could go to mikveh after 7 days, there was no longer any dam. Usually there's a lot of dam. Usually when a woman gives birth to a baby, it takes a couple of weeks till the dam stops coming, because the baby rips out the vakishkas. So the lining, the endometrial lining keeps on bleeding till it stops. Takes a long time. But let's say it happened that before the 7 days are up, all the dam ended, theoretically, if it'll happen, and then she waits another 23 days till she goes to mikveh. She goes to mikveh after 30 days. So we pass like Bais Hillel. Until she goes to mikveh, the first 30 days are called Yemei Tumah. So the last 23 days when there was no dam cannot count as a Shivin Ekiyim, because she was Yoledes Bezov. So that's a machlekes habay v'ravi. Yemei Leidosa Shein Aroya Bahem are oilim l'sfira zivosa, or not oilim l'sfira zivosa. So the Rabbi Natam said we should paskan like Abaye b'yal kegam. The lamed of yal kegam is not lechi hoinen eilom. We're ready in Yemei Leidosa Abaye is chumre. Yemei Leidosa Shein Aroya Bahem are not oilim l'sfira zivosa. So every Yoledes had to go to mikveh twice. Years ago they had a crack. Sometimes they had to crack ice in order to go to be tovel in a river. The woman can catch pneumonia. She just had a baby. She's not so strong. So they had the Rabbi Natan came up with this chumra. Every Yoledes has to go to mikveh twice. She has to go to mikveh after the 7 days are up to terminate Yemei Leidosa, Yemei Tumasa. And then she has to count Shivinikim after Yemei Tumasa are up, and then go to mikveh because of Yoledes Bezov. So you need double tefillah. Every Yoledes needed double tefillah. It was a sign to go to mikveh once. So Rabbi Natan came up with the Chumash has to go to mikveh twice. So this was the common practice in the days of the Balei HaTez. They write, B'chol Oret Tzorfas V'Ashkenaz, the Yoledes always went to mikveh twice, once after the 7 or 14 days were up, then a second time after the Shiva Nikim were up. And by the time it comes to the Shulchan Aruch, they forgot about this Rabbi Natan, no honorable mention even in the Shulchan Aruch. They leave it out. They just go like Rashi, that we paskan like Rava. It's not from the Al-Kagami Mele Dosa. Mele Dosa Shener Bahem Aroilim L'Sfira Zivosa, and the Lamed goes on Lechei Amim Mele, a totally different issue. So that's very Negei L'Halacha. There was a practice that Yoledes, let's say a woman had a baby boy, she wouldn't go to mikveh until 47 days after the baby was born. If a woman has a baby girl, she wouldn't go to mikveh till 87 days after the baby was born. Why? The din is in the Chumash. The last 33 days, the last 66 days, are Yimei Tohar. She can go to mikveh after the 7 days, after the 14 days. Why did they wait? Because you had to go to mikveh twice, according to the Rabbi in the Tam. Yimei Le Dosa, Sheni Rabbe, Manad, Oilem, Nesfir, Zivosa. She had to go to mikveh once after the 7 days are up to terminate the Yimei Masa. And then after the Shivanikim, she has to go to mikveh again. And it was a sakana, she's going to get pneumonia. They didn't have warm mikvahs. They had a table outside in the river. So it's a sakana. So rather than have to go to risk their lives twice, so they would only go to mikvah once. So they said like this, Beisilah's opinion that B'yomit V'lo Itali Rachmana, that until a woman goes to the mikvah, the Yimei Tumasa are not over, that's within the 40 days. How much of the 40 days are Yimei Tuma and how much is Yimei Tohar? So normally it's 7 and 33 if she goes to mikveh after the 7. She goes to mikveh after 10 days, so it's 10 and 30. She goes to mikveh after 20 days, 20 and 20. She goes to mikveh, she waits till after the whole 40 days are up. Then the whole melosa is over already. Then the Rabbein and Tam will not require shtei tefillas. The only time the Rabbein and Tam requires shtei tefillas, if she wants to have shibinikim in the middle of Yimei Tohar. So the Zman of Yimei HaTohar doesn't begin until after Yomi HaTvila. She has to count 7 days or 14 days, a boy or a girl, and then go to mikveh. So Kozman, she does go to mikveh, Yimei Tumah not up, and Yimei Tohar didn't begin yet. But if she waited till the end of the whole 40-day period, or the end of the 80-day period, so everything is over already. So then she just needs Shivanikim. So there was such a practice that the women shouldn't have to go to mikveh twice, so they waited till the 47th day after the boy was born and the 87th day after the girl was born. And then they went to mikveh. So the Ramah quotes such a practice, but the Bayasa doesn't make any sense because we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah says that the minig doesn't make any sense today. In the days of Rabbeinu Tam it made sense because instead of requiring shtei tvilas, they only required one tefillah over here, so they were marviach. She didn't have to put her life in danger twice to get pneumonia twice. She only had to put her life in danger once. But b'zman hazeh, since we don't follow this Rabbein Tam, so it doesn't make any sense today. So that's, and then the minig changed. They already forgot what the minig. The original minig was that they went to mikveh after 47 days or after 87 days. And then somehow the minig changed. They went to mikveh after the 40 days or after the 80 days. So what is that all about? What did you gain by waiting till after the 40 days or the 80 days? So that stam doesn't make any sense. So the Ramah says, you shouldn't adopt the minig. If it's clear in your community, that's the minig, so follow the minig. But we wouldn't recommend anybody should adopt it because it really doesn't make any sense. That certainly doesn't make sense. To go to mikveh after 40 days or after 80 days. So what do you gain by waiting till after the 40 days? You could have gone to mikveh after the 7 days, after the 14 days. So that's important to know. Which are the Yal Kegam? Yeah. What do you say?
Isn't that with the Minhag HaRayim, waiting until after 40 or 80 days? Because I misread the Pesukim or something?
I don't hear.
Wasn't that what the Minhag HaRayim to wait after the 40 or 80 days?
The Karayim, yeah. The Karayim.
Because they misread the Pesukim.
Yeah. The Pasuk says that the last 33 days or the last 66 days, Teisha b'demei Tohara. So the Gemara has a tradition. What it means is, even if the woman has Dam, it's Dam Tohar. It's not Metameher. And the Karayim interpreted the reverse. Teisha b'demei Tohara. Even if the woman has Dam with Amara Tohar, she's Teisha, she's Asura Labayla. So there was such a practice that the Karaites had that the woman wouldn't go to mikveh till after 40 days or 80 days because what good is it going to do? She's going to have some excretion that's going to be a maritohar and it's still asar halabailu. So the Karayim has such a practice. So the Rambam says, the Rambam is very opposed to that practice. You shouldn't follow that practice. But in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach explains that this meaning is rooted in the meaning of the Balei HaTesvus, that they felt that the Lamed, they followed the Rabbi Nitam, the Lamed of Yal Kagam Zimei Leidosa, he followed Abayu Shita and Nida, and the din is like this Hillel that in order to terminate Yimei Tuma and to start Yimei Yom Yitvila, you need the 7 days should go by, plus she should go to mikveh. Kozman, she doesn't go to mikveh, she's still in the middle of Yimei Tuma. Yimei Tuma, Shene Roy Behem, Anad Oilim, Lesfir, Zivasa. That's what Abayu says. If that's the Yalka Gam, so every woman needs Shtei Tvilas. Yeah. Fine. So we paskin like Hilchas HaKavasa Dabai B'Yalkikam. So you got to know which are the Yalkikam. Yeah. The Lamed is the Machlekes of Yalkikam. So here, what the Ayin of Yalkikam is Eid Zaymin. So we paskin Eid Zaymin on the Mafreyu Nixon. Then what's the Mem of Yalkikam? Mumma Eich on the Velas Lahachis. So that's the next Gemara. What does it mean, Litayovan? So, Poshib Shat Litayovan, he was brought up as an Orthodox Jew, but it's very expensive to keep kosher, so he compromises on his principles in order to save money. He buys non kosher food because it's much less expensive, so he's Machmas Chimud Mammon, he's compromising on his principles. So then there's a Hashash Meshaka, he may testify falsely. If someone will pay him shochat, they'll pay him bribery money, so he'll give false testimony. So mumar chon nevelis l'teyav de rehakol pasul, then ever was a machlokes bein labai bein l'rav. What about lahachas? Lahachas doesn't mean he wants to give God a heart attack. Lahachas just means ain't a makpid. Kashrus is not from his principles. Not that he's compromising on kashrus. He was brought up as a non-observant Jew. He never kept kosher. There are two dinim. There's one din Rosh Hashanah, apostle Eidus, and there there's a Hashash Meshaker, and there's one din Rosh Hashanah, the Chomes. Apostle, Habalei Rosh, but Rachmano Amr, Altoshes Rosh Eid, Rav Amr Kosher, there's only one din, Rosh Hashanah, the Inan. Rav holds that only a Rosh Mumar, only Mumar, and the Velas, the Teyoven, is Machmas Chimut Mam, and then he's a Rosh Hashanah. Not a Rosh Hashanah, is not. So the Gemara is going to say, we paskan like Abai B'Yalkigam, but we mentioned the suffix of the Rishayim, and we paskan la'alocha that there's no Chashash Meshaker in this case. The Gemara says that Moshe B'Yaharim Kroivim Apsulim Leidus, there's no Chashash Meshaker, it's Exeris HaMelech, the Gemara says. Masheni Kena Rosh HaDechamas is Chashash Meshaker. And we paskan like Abai, Rosh HaDelab Dechamas is Pasul Leidus, that's Exeris HaMelech. My Nafkimina for Eidus Isha, that Beheter Agunas, Gazon Shal Torah is Pasala Eidus Isha. That's the Gemara in Amud Beis. Gemara in Amud Beis quotes our Mishnah about 20 lines from the top of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara quotes our Mishnah, but it's really a Braisa. Elahem Absulim Hamsach Bikuli Malva Birus Mafricha Yainim. Then it says Zeh HaKlal. This does appear in the Mishnah. So this part is a Zeh HaKlal called Eidus Sheinu Isha Ksheir Lo Afheim Einim Ksheir Lo. What do you mean, call Eidus Shein Isha? If you have a case of Mammonus and the Fashion, so Dovish of the Erva, when you need kosher Eidim, so all these people are possible. Where do you have an Eidus Shein Isha, Ksheira law? What's that case? Let's say Eidechanem and Bisur. So Anisha is also an Emanus, Eidechanem Isur. So Arusha is also an Eman. Arusha has Nemanus and Eidechanem Isur. Or Heteragunus. Minator, you really need two kosher Eidim, a Heteragunus, to testify that the husband is dead, that the wife is permitted to remarry. In the Rabbanon, there was always going on in the days of the Tanoim, there was always an issue, maybe we should allow Eid Echad to be Neman by Meis Baila. So the Mishnais have in Yevamos that when Rabbi Kiva was held in prison by the Roman government and they finally killed him, so he gave the psak from the prison, that's what they said, oh, Shematim Beis Asur, he heard from the Rabbi Kiva, was in prison at that time, Shemasim al pi Eid Echad. The tradition was in the earlier generations that they were mekel already. That's a problem. How can you be mekel? That's that whole sugya. The chachamim have authority to tell us not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and not a gershin is gar ner pesach should not bring a korban pesach. But they have authority to tell you to violate a mitzvah in the Torah b'shevi al tasa. Do the Chachamim have the authority to allow us to violate an Aveira Bikum B'Yaseh? So that whole sugya that's in Yivam is Daf Pei Ches, Pei Tes, Daf Tzadik. The Gemara, the Babli comes to the conclusion, Ein Kach B'Yah Chachamim. The Chachamim do not have authority to allow Bikum B'Yaseh. So that follows right on the heels of this sugya, that Min HaTorah Eid Echad is not Neman by Meis Baila. It's only Midi Rabbanan that they gave Neman to them. So that's the big problem. How did the two jive? How can it be? Minator, the woman is an Eshes Ish, she's not allowed to remarry. She was married for the last 25 years, and her husband is missing now. Eid Echad comes and says, I know for a fact the husband is dead. So Minator, the Eid Echad does not believe him. The Rabbanim, we do believe him. But B'chiyeshkach B'achacham, L'akadar Minator B'kul Mi'aseh. So that's what all the Rishonim asked that question. The sugi is right there after that Gemara, that Eid Echad is No good men at Torah, it's only good men the Rabbanim. So that's a Pella. That's a Pella.
We say with Rubba that for Lahatis it's Mutter, because there's no Kashash Meshaka, right?
Kosher Ladies, yeah.
Right. So but if they're growing up in an irreligious home, what kind of respect do they have for Beis Din anyway? Meaning, who's to say that? I mean, the same thing as Goyim, we said that the Goyim are puzzled from Eidus. I think the opinion is that because they're Cheskas Gazlanim or something like that. So what makes an irreligious Jew any better than that? Because they also have no respect for Beis Din.
And yeah, respect for someone else's property. They know you're not allowed to steal someone else's money. There's a sikh between Reuben and Shimon. And these people come and they testify that Reuben owes the money to Shimon. But his property is his property.
And why don't we give them the same chazakah as Goyim?
No, the Nochrim, we know, violate the Nochrim HaChashudim ala Gezel. We know that in the days of the Gemara, the Nochrim used to violate Gezel right and left. Gezel didn't mean anything. He was talking about a Jew who's not observant. I remember once there was the local conservative rabbi. He was born in Europe. When he came to America, he decided to become a conservative rabbi. So he lived in our neighborhood. So his wife passed away around a month before Pesach. So my parents felt bad for him. So they invited him to come over to eat by us by the Siddurim. So the meaning by us was that I always poured all the wine. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Mos Gimelos Sakos. Someone else should pour. You shouldn't pour your own wine. Someone else should pour the wine. Derech Hashira. So here, he was a conservative rabbi, so I was pouring all the wine. We explained, it says in the Mishnah, Mos Gimelos Sakos. What a beautiful meaning. Right. So I always used to pour the wine, even when there was no conservative rabbi. So he was commenting. He was he used to speak Yiddish. He was born in Europe. He knew how to speak Yiddish. But for Parnassah, he decided he wasn't learned. He was a conservative rabbi in a big temple on the Grand Concourse. So in the middle of the conversation by the Seder, he made a comment that they say about him. He said in Yiddish, "As nishken fruma ob eres an erlecha." He's an honest guy. He never took a penny that belonged to someone else. But he wasn't observant. He didn't keep the mitzvah satar. He didn't keep. So that's what the Gemara says. He can have a mumar echon avelus lahachis eino makbid. He's not makbid on religious laws, but a bein adam lachaveris he is careful about. As an erlecha. And Nishkem Fruba is an Erlecha. So Rub is of the opinion that the Psul Rosh is only Rosh of the Chumas, but there's a Chashash Meshaker. Rosh of the Lav the Chumas is no Chashash Meshaker. And Abaye, we pass like Abaye Bial Kagam. Abaye says, no, there are two Psulim. If there's a Rosh of the Chumas, he compromises on his principles, Machmas Chimud Mam, and then there's a Chashash Meshaker. And then he wouldn't be believed even by Eidus Isha. A Gazlan Shal Torah is not them by Eidus Isha. These Gazlan Shal Devarim, these people, Zach Klal, the Gemara quotes, Kol Eidus Ha'Yishik Sherebo, Afein Enik Sherem Lo. Eidus Ha'Yishik Sherebo, by Eidus Heter Agunas, so the Gazlan Midivraim is them, but a Gazlan Shal Torah is possible by Eidus Isha, because of the Hashash Meshachim. And Abai says they're Tupsulim, there's a Rosh of the Lab the Chomas, that's Exeris HaKos or Exeris HaMelech. And we pass from Allah that he would be Neman by Eidus Isha. Because there's no Chashash Meshach over there. Yeah. So the Gemara quotes this Machlokes Abaye v'Rav. So what is the Gemara going to do? Gemara is going to prove one way or the other. Meisve. It says in the Brice Altoshes Rosh Eid. So the Brice comments on the Pasuk Altoshes Chomas Eid. Elu Gazlonim. A Gazlon is Pasuletis. Umoalin. Bishvus, people who violate shvuos in the plural. So the Gemara thought, my love, why does the Brisa write it in the plural? It sounds like echad shvuos shav, echad shvuos mamen. He'll swear falsely in a din Torah that he's potter from paying, and then later on we'll realize that he swore falsely and he stole money from the other guy. And then the shvuos shav, he'll swear that he's not going to eat potato chips, and then he'll go ahead and eat the potato chips. So that's only ben adam lamakam, it's not machmas chimud mamen. So you see that a person who violates an aver ben adam lamakim becomes posaleidus. So it's beferish like Abaye, because it says in the plural, moalin vishvuos, people, my love, both shvuos, echad shvuos shav, echad shvuos mamon. Shvuos mamon is a rosh of the chamas. He'll swear in a din Torah that he's potter, he'll swear falsely, he's choshed amamayna. And a shvuos shav, he'll swear not to eat potato chips, and he'll go ahead and eat potato chips. That's a ride that Abaye is right, that we paskin. That one who swears, one who violates ben adam la makam is pasaleidus. Gemara says, lo, not necessarily a proof. Why is it written in the plural Moalin Bishvuos? Idivish was moment. My shvua is the alma. He is in the habit of taking shvua sheker to pater himself and paying moment. But maybe if it just violates shvua, he swears not to eat cookies and he goes ahead and eats it, that's only a violation. But maybe the din is really like rava. Maybe such a person will be kosher later. So you can't really tell from the price. Then the Gemara says, Meisva, you have another brisa. Altoshes Rosh Eid, the Pasuk in Chumash. So the brisa interprets Altoshes Chamasei. Eilu gazlonim umalvi ribius. So it says in the brisa only Rosh Eid Chamas. That's Beverish, the Yufta Dabai, the Yufta. That's a Beverish brisa that supports Rava. Only one is a Rosh Eid Chamas. The first brisa, you're not sure. Moalin bishvuos. Shvuos in the plural. It goes, he's in practice of swearing falsely in Dine Torah. So the first brisa he can't tell. Second brisa is beferish like Rava. It's only Rosh Eid Chamas. So it's mamashet tiyufta dabai tiyufta. How can he pass on like abai bial kagam if it's a tiyufta? So the Gemara says because there is a Tana who says like Rava. There's beferish a Tana who says like Rava. Abai says that it's a machlekes hatanayim. That brisa goes with the one Tana. Abai says we don't pass on like that. And we pass on taka like abai. We pass on against that. Gemara says, "Name a kid Tanoi." Should I say that this machlekes abai b'rav is really a machlekes hatanayim? So the Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Why is it Tosefta in Makkos? Because the first parak in Makkos tells you all the dinim of hazona. So here the din is that Tosefta is assuming that an exaimim is posalegis. Exaimim posal chala tarakula divrei meir. Whoever gave edus sheker is posala edus. It depends if there's a chashash meshaka, but medvar mamurim shuza medinin nefashas. If he's prepared to give false testimony to take a person's life, to cause someone to lose his life, so then he's mamish chashad lushaka and everything. Abuhuza medinin mamunis chashad ledinin nefashas. But if we only caught him giving aid to shek in the case of mamunis, he's not yet chashad on nefashas. So the Gemara says, you see the Rabbi Yossi holds like Rava. Rabbi Yossi holds that an Eid Zaymim is only possible Eidus when there's a Hashash Meshaker. When there's no Hashash Rasha, it's only possible Eidus when there's a Hashash Meshaker. Just because the guy gave Eidus Sheker, it doesn't possible him automatically. You have to have a Hashash Meshaker. And Rabbi Meir, so the Gemara thought, Namo, should I say Abai ki Rabbi Meir? Abai holds like Rabbi Meir, whoever does an Aver is possible Eidus, even if there's no Hashash Meshaker. So even if he's only huzim and dinim amenis, and he's not choshed to give aid to sheker, to come to lose his life, it's a gzeres akasav. One who does averus is pasaleidus. With Rabba, ki Rabbi Yossi, and Rabba holds like Rabbi Yossi, that you only pasaleidus if the averus shows that there's a chashash meshaker. Abai holds like a mayor. They repeat again. Abai holds like a mayor. The Yom Harbin mikula lechumra. Even though there's no chashash meshaker. You don't think the guy's going to give aid to Sheker and Dina the Farshas to cause someone to lose his life? Still, one of those on Aver is possible. And Rabbi holds, Rabbi Yossi, Yama, Mechumer, Lekul, Amin, Kul, Lekumer, Lamin, only when there's a Chashash Meshaker. So isn't that, should we assume that the Machlaik is Abai Barab, is really Machlaik is Amir, Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara says, Loi, not necessarily true. Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, Kalam, La, Pligi. If you all like Rabbi Yossi said, Beferish, whenever there's no Chashash Meshaker, there's no Psulatus. So Rabbi Yossi for sure holds like Rabbi. The psul of Russia is only when there's chashash meshaker. Keep ligi. When is there machlek? It's Abai b'Rava. Aliba the Rabbi Meir. Abai holds like Rabbi Meir. Whoever does an aver is pasul eidus, even if there's no chashash meshaker. Rabbi says no. Hakam the kamer Meir has mele gabi edzem. The moment the rada shemaim v'ral abrius. Rabbi Meir holds that there is a chashash meshaker. If he's huzam and dini mamonis, so there's a chashash meshaker even in dini nefashos. Aval hocho the ra'al shamayim, bein ra'al abrius. The guy just eats treifus. Fine. So we had a brisa before the contradicted abayi. The brisa says meisve al tarshas rosh eid elu gazlanim amalvi ribius tiyufta dabayi tiyufta. The therish brisa that one is only possible latest when there's a hashash meshaker. So abayi will answer that brisa shalak ilchus. So that brisa goes like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds beferish like Rava. A Russia is only possible latest when there's chashash meshaker. And Abai thinks we should paskan like Rabbi Meir. So that's what the Gemara is going to raise an issue. Since when you have a machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi, the klal in erev and menvav is Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi, halachik Rabbi Yossi. So that's the Gemara's kashim. We had a tiyuft against Abai. And by answer, he Rabbi Yosi. Fregma nu tevi nami Rabbi Yosi. Rami Rabbi Yosi Allah Rabbi Yosi. How does Abai decide to paskan like Rabbi Meir? The machlokes Abai v'Rav is within Rabbi Meir. What exactly does Rabbi Meir disagree with Rabbi Yosi about? But whenever there's machlokes Amir Rabbi Yosi, we paskan like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is befavored like Rav. The one who gave Eidah Sheker and Mominus is kosher Leidus Nefashis. Because whenever there's no Chashash Meshaker, then it's kosher. And for the Gemara, Shani Hassam, this case, Machlek Zamer Rabbi Yosi, is an exception to the rule. There are no rules over here. What do you mean, a rule? Zamer Rabbi Yosi, it's not a rule. It means in the later generation, when they decided to vote. So it turned out they voted on and every Machlek Zamer Rabbi Yosi, they voted. And it turned out that whenever there's a machlek zamer Rabbi Yosi, the majority paskin like Rabbi Yosi, but there were always exceptions to the rules. Not the din is always like Rav, except for Yalkagam. There were 100 machlekes and Abai v'Rav, and every machlekes they took a vote. Then it turned out they put everything all together, so they said the rule is be paskin like Rav, except for 6 cases. But there is no rule. They voted on each case separately. It turned out that the consensus was always like Rav, except for Yalkagam. The consensus was always like Rabbi Yosi, except for once in a while, the din is like Rabbi Meir. You don't have rules how to paskin. A Democrat always has to vote Democrat. The Republican has to always vote Republican. You always have to paskin like Rav. It's not so. You paskin whoever you think is right. That's how you paskin. They voted in every case, and it turned out that that was the psak.
What does the Gemara mean when it says
Riyosi
Nimuko Imo? Isn't that why we pass like Riyosi?
Okay, yeah.
But it's not, it was
Bismanam
already.
It turns out that most of the cases when there's Machlegs Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir, we pass like Rabbi Yosi, because it turns out because Nimuko Imo, because he was a deeper thinker. He thought straight.
Yeah, but wasn't that story that one of the Tanaim said Riyosi Nimuko Imo, Riyosi Ben Yaakov, all these other
time,
with all this
mana,
they were all, and he said this.
Okay. Let's say, Blesman Yankee Kavanaki. What does mean? He's hardly ever quoted in Mishnayos, Kav, a tiny little bit, but it's Kavanaki. Whenever they quote him in the Mishnayos, we always pass him like him. But that's not a rule. Hardly ever quoted in Mishnayos is a fact. And every time he's quoted the Mishnayos, we always paskin like him because they took a vote on every issue, and the consensus always turned out that we should always paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. So it turned out that it was Kavanaki. He hardly ever quoted, and every time he's quoted, the consensus was like him because he was compelling. His arguments were compelling. Here also, Rabbi Yosi Nimuka Ima, Rabbi Yosi was a deeper thinker. Okay, so he convinced the Talmidim who took the vote in the next generation that they should all think like him. Okay. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, don't we have a klal? Whenever there's Machlek Zamer, Rabbi Yosi Halachik, Rabbi Yosi, usually Rabbi Meir loses. Whenever Rabbi Meir disagrees with one of his contemporaries, usually he loses. So the Gemara says here also, that the Machlek is between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, the din should be like Rabbi Yosi. So what is Abaye over here? Abaye is paskening like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi holds beferish like Rava. Whenever there's no chashash meshaker, then the Rosh is kosher le'edith. So the Gemara says, no, shahasam. Here it's an exception to the rule. Every so often there is a case where we have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, Aloch, Rabbi Meir. Here's an exception to the rule. Shani hasam, the sasam, latanik, Rabbi Meir. There's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. Where's the Stam Hechi Sasam Lan? Gemara tells a whole story. So what's the whole story? Kihar the Bar Choma, there's a Jewish mafia man by the name Bar Choma, Kotel Napsha. Rumor had it that he murdered someone. So the Reish Galusa in Bavel had the right to act like a melech. He had the right to punish people. So he asked one of the Chachamim, Amalei Reish Galusa, Rababa Bayanka Puk, investigate the case. Ivadai Kotel, if it turns out that he really did this Avera, Lichyua Le'enei. Let's blind him. So Rashi gives the 3 pshatim. The first pshat is Bez Makvein Shen Shalom El Adin. So they're going to blind him. They're going to blind him. So he won't be able to kill anybody anymore. Second pshat in Rashi is not Yesh Amrim. Doesn't mean blind him. It means Yitlam Amono, Yitno the Yoshim. They should give the money to the assignment. because he murdered someone, and Nebuch the Yisrael member got to be left without a parnasa, so they should take a large sum of money from his bank account and give it to the Yisrael member. The third pshat is they should put him in Cherem. Rashi's tradition was that the first pshat is Mokere. Means we mentioned the other day, the Gemara Nida has the beginning of the second Torah. One of the Amoraim cuts Yavi, he cut off someone's hand. So the Gemara says, literally, there's a makmeyan shishleim and adin to serve, to prevent the person from continuing to do geneva. So they cut off his hand. Okay? That's not the normal punishment. There's a makmeyan shishleim and adin. So they said, if he first ascertain if he really murdered someone, so then they should punish him. Also, Treisadi Asida Bey, the Badai Kotel. So two witnesses came in to testify, yes, that he murdered. Ozal Ihu, so this gangster, Bar Choma, went, and he brought, I see Treisahadi, he brought two witnesses who testified, Asida Bey Bechad Mehana, they testified about one of the two witnesses who said that he murdered someone. Chadomar Kamoy Didi Gon of Kaba Bechushla. One of them said, I was watching when he stole a bushel of whatever, Sorim Klufim, Bharama, Kamoy Didi Gonav, Kata de Burtio. He stole something else. So that's Eris Miyuchedis. Eris Miyuchedis is a din, is no good for din in the fashas. But Eris Miyuchedis, as the Gemara says in Makkas, the first, but Eris Miyuchedis is good in din in Mamanis. Din in the fashas, it's no good. But in din in Mamanis, it's good. And Tepasal Eris is also good. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We had the Gemara before. One testified he lent beribis, one testified he lent be beribis. Two different cases. Eidus Mecheris is good to pass the Eidus. So they testified over here that one of the witnesses was a ganef. The question is, a ganef is choshud l'shaker in mominus. Is a ganef choshud l'shaker indeed in the fashas also? So that's the machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi would say, a ganef is choshud l'eidus in the fashas. You don't see that it's only possible a person le'edus if he's choshed l'shakim in that area. And Rameya says, like Abaye, no, that is possible. So that's the shiloh over here. How should we pass him? How should we pass him? Okay, maybe we will stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is a regular day. I'm not up to, I was supposed to be going to Eretz Yisrael, but I'm not up to it, so I think I'm going to be here tomorrow. You guys will have to suffer with me the next week. So tomorrow is Tuesday, so I'll give regular shiur from 12:45.
Rabbi Emanuel Holtz.